women committing crimes is on the rise. Yes. I know you think your girlfriend is innocent. I know you think that that baddie is over there just because she like you. I know you think that just because you took her to Ruth Chris that she got your best interest at heart. But let me tell you something. As women with boyfriends, they black, they Asian, they white, they of all nationalities. And crimes from women is absolutely positively on the rise. It's not just petty crimes, right? They're not just finessing you and stealing your credit card. They're not just stealing bundles of hair from the whatever it's called, the hair beauty supply store. They doing real crime. They doing it with guns. They doing it with their fists. They taking out people and they doing some very bad things. Let me bring you up to speed of what's been happening recently across the United States of America from our ladies.
Renters may be thinking twice before sending rent money through certain payment apps on smartphones. Now, in June, a Fox 13 investigation looked into claims from tenants at the Lakes at Ridgeway apartment complex. Well, they told Fox 13 that their rent money had been stolen in a cash app scheme. Tonight, the property manager has been arrested and is facing several charges.
Fox 13 Sierra Jordan shows not only how tenants were adversely impacted, but also how it became so dangerous for others on that property.
Yo, if y'all sending y'all rent through cash app, you got a bigger problem on your hands. If you're sending your rent to a property manager through Cash App, you got a much, much bigger problem on your hands, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to leave that there, but we'll get there.
Tenants at this apartment complex here at the Lakes at Ridgeway said they had their rent money stolen through Cash App through their former property manager, Erica Norris. Now, I spoke to a former property manager who said he worked closely with Norris. He said he was shocked to find out this was happening right underneath his nose.
But Cash App is never the way to go. Cash is never the way to go.
But that's how...
Now, I'm not claiming Zesty. I'm just saying, where is this located? Is this Atlanta? Is this Atlanta Shelby County Mayor? Where is Shelby County at? Give me a second. Let me see where it is. Because I know that they usually report. Wait a second. Oh, that's Tennessee? Okay, that's Tennessee. Alabama, Shelby County in Alabama, Shelby County in Tennessee. It's a lot of Shelby counties out here. Shelby County, Texas, Ohio. We're going to have to do some investigation to find out where this is located at, but we'll get there.
Now, some tenants at the Lakes at Ridgeway said they were asked to pay, but that money may have not ended up in the complex's account. Records show a tenant called the leasing office to pay her rent. Erica Norris.
Oh, this is Tennessee. This is Tennessee, y'all. All right, this is Tennessee. I just seen see my eyes work real quick. If you go back to the paperwork,
show a tenant.
You can see the Tennessee right there.
Called the leasing office to pay her rent. Erica Norris, who was the property manager at the time, reportedly texted the tenant back from another number requesting the rent through Cash App, not to the complex, but to an account called Motion Taken. Records show the leasing office never got the tenant's $1,200. Darius.
Yo. Listen. If you paying your rent to Motion Taken, to a woman with a wig on and a nose ring, we got bigger problems. Listen. Y'all gonna have to start being situationally aware. Now, I know that it's not good to victim shame, and I'm not victim shaming. I'm just trying to teach you some things to help you be a little bit less likely to get finessed. If a chick got a wig on, a nose ring, and then send you and texting you messages and saying, yo, send it to Motion Taken, the Cash App of Motion Taken, it's a strong possibility you getting finessed. Don't send your $1,200 over Cash App to Motion Taken, family. All right? Be very, very vigilant. Be very, very careful. And this is why y'all be making black people look bad. This is why stereotypes exist. It's because now you having people send it via Cash App to Motion Taken, and you sitting there and you can't understand why, oh man, I started a property management company and don't nobody want to have me take on a property management because you look similar to the one that just finessed somebody from Cash App.
Townsend says he worked closely with Norris.
It was embarrassing. It was humiliating. Once she left, you know, it was people still threatening to shoot up the office. You know, we had people to break in the office. We had fires that broke out on the property. So, you know, she put me in the line of fire.
Fox 13 Investigates told you back in June about other tenants who said they were tricked into sending rent money to Norris. Again, they sent their rent money through Cash App.
Not y'all rioting in the complex. Where is this in Tennessee so I can know where to avoid?
The records show it was another account for a cleaning service.
They were crying. They was begging me to keep moving them in. And, you know, people got evicted.
She deleted my portal, so I won't be able to see. She stole, like, the money.
Look, I know we talking about women doing crimes. And it's important for us to identify the victims correctly. But look, y'all, if you are the victim of a crime, please take your bonnet off before the news come to interview you. If you are the victim of a crime, please take your bonnet off before they come to interview you. This should not be the standard within the community. Now, I know that it's a lot of back and forth. She deleting you out of the portal and we in the hood and we in Tennessee. Shout out to my people down there in Tennessee. But listen, you got to take your hair cap off, baby, before you come outside. No more coming outside in pajamas. And then y'all be going outside in pajamas and y'all be getting right back in the bed, too.
Fox 13 reached out to the owner of the lakes at Ridgeway. Sammy Soro says after they fired Norris last summer, she continued to call tenants for their money.
Because we messaged them, we hung up papers, and we let them know, don't trust Erica. She tries to contact tenants, and she tries to scam stuff, you know. I think she's tried to come into the property a few times to steal stuff, you know, stoves and stuff, but we put up a gate. But I mean, she's definitely on to the next person.
Erica Norris is charged with theft of property and computer crime for one tenant. Now, we reached out to Memphis police to find out if she was charged with the other accusations tenants made. They say the investigation continues. Now, Norris will be in court tomorrow at 9 a.m.
I wish I was in some of these cities so I can go to court and see what's happening and then report it back to you guys in real time. And then I can capture this stuff. I need to be at the courts seeing what's going on with these chicks that's doing these crimes. Unreal. But then it gets worse, progressively worse, ladies and gentlemen.
A former corrections officer killed her boyfriend over jealousy and obsession. Today, a judge sentenced her to more than a decade in prison. A jury found Otoya Holmes guilty for shooting her partner after a Dolphins game back in 2021.
And NBC 6 reporter Christian Colon joins us with a look at today's emotional day for the victim's family.
Otoya Holmes claims her boyfriend beat her and she shot in self-defense. Today, the victim's family came to court to clear his name and label her as the monster. Today, a judge also sentenced her to 13 years in state prison.
I love that man. And I'm not talking about just the love between a girl, a guy, a man, and a woman. I loved him with something that I can't even explain.
Yo, I don't want nobody to love me so much that they're going to kill me. Over jealousy. You got that? No, don't look at me like that. Don't look at me. Yes. It's a person that's standing right here to my immediate left. You got something to say to the people?
Hi.
No, don't hi. Don't hi. You all right? You good? You need to go lay down. Want me to walk you into the room?
Okay.
You sure? Go ahead and shut that laptop. Go ahead and go in the room, and then you can go and get yourself together. Have at it. I don't want nobody to love me so much that they will kill me over jealousy. Go in the room. Turn around. Go. Why are you just standing there? You know it'll take you 30 minutes just to get to the room. Have a nice day. You got breakfast? Want me to get you some breakfast?
No, my friend's coming over.
Okay. Have a nice day, ma'am. This is too much, y'all. That's too much love.
Atoya Holmes pleading for mercy one last time. The former corrections officer fatally shot 52-year-old Verdell Goins inside a car after a football game.
Yes, I'm responsible for the death of Verdell Goins. I pulled the trigger that night. I was fighting for my life, but I am responsible for the death because I was involved.
She got that white around her lips, that right here in that crack. You can't trust no woman like that. You can't trust a woman like that. You can't trust a woman that got that white right here. Because that mean that, I mean, that's a lot going on right there. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get that white out right there. It's a lot.
Relationship.
Holmes painted the victim as abusive and shot to save her life. Prosecutors say she was possessive and upset Goins had another woman.
99% of the fights that you had with my cousin, you started. My cousin was not a woman beater.
Goins' family packed the courtroom to clear their loved one's name.
He was patient. He was kind.
And he was slanging that D. You know what I'm saying? He was patient, he was kind, and he was slinging that D. That's a fact, though. To be 52 and still be getting into fights with your chick because you slinging that D, listen. If she don't understand your lifestyle, then you don't need to be with her. He was patient, he was kind, and he was slinging that D. I want to get the whole story. I know that everybody got T-shirts. I know everybody trying to figure it out. But let's just be honest about what was going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
He was loving. He was caring.
Judge William Altfield sentenced Holmes to 13 years in state prison. He said Holmes was not believable and had a history of violence. In 2017, she shot her son.
You made the choice to take out that firearm, and you are a law enforcement officer. You know that if you're pulling out that firearm, you're pulling it out to use it.
But how does she only get 13 years, though? That's what I'm trying to understand. Because a lot of men, man, listen, this justice system is so whacked out. Men will get the book thrown at them. You going under the jail for the rest of your life. She got 13 years. That's it. And she's going to be out 9, 8 with good time. And she probably going to get paroled in 5. She only got 13. And she was a corrections officer.
Shot him twice.
And Holmes will be getting credit for the time she served. And after she gets out, the judge ordered her to take anger management classes. We're in Miami. Christian Colon, NBC6.
But we not done yet, y'all. Let's go over into a woman that wanted to shoot somebody based on... Oh! We got Ling Ling over here. Okay, well, let's get to it.
Only on 8 Tonight, new documents detailing the murder of a North Las Vegas pastor and the attempted killing of his wife. First brought you this story this weekend. Officers arresting that couple's next-door neighbor, who they say shot the couple in their driveway. 8 News Now anchor Sasha Loftus combing through this report tonight. She's live with more. Sasha.
David, these documents detailing the devastating moment this local pastor was killed in front of his home next to his wife and 2 children. The woman arrested, their next-door neighbor, as you mentioned. Police say she had a history of threatening behavior.
A North Las Vegas pastor murdered in the final days of 2023, and we're now getting a better idea of what led to the shooting of 46-year-old Nick Davey, who worked at Grace Point Church.
First of all, this strong-jawed, great community leader. Let's go back and look at this man.
To the shooting of 46-year-old...
Look at that man. 46, got that strong neck like a Rottweiler. Because you know that he's doing good things. God give us strong necks so that... God give us strong necks. Because it's a lot of turning and back and forth that we got to do in order to serve the people. That's a fact. And this man was a community leader. And he held it down. And he was all for doing things the right way. And he was a pastor. And guess what? Guess what? He had to lose his life. All for what? Off of what?
Nick Davey, who worked at Grace Point Church. 36-year-old Joe Junio, identified as Davey's neighbor, arrested, connected to his death and the attempted murder of his wife.
State of Nevada versus Joe Junio.
Documents state that Junio had been displaying, quote, escalating threatening behavior after the family had turned her into the home association for multiple violations.
So they called the association on you. They called the associate. They didn't even get at you. They didn't contact you personally. They called the association on you. And so that led to you being so mad and so pissed off that you wanted to take out both him and his wife, this good community leader.
They had reportedly called the police twice in December. Once when the report says Junio threw rocks in their backyard, then ran her finger across her throat in a cutting motion, threatening the family.
I don't trust no woman. Listen, I know y'all keep thinking that these little people is petite. They can't do nothing to you. Ling Ling did like this. She threw a rock, threw it at him, and when she got their attention, she did like this. That type of woman can't be trusted. That type of, there is no amount of prayer that will help you in a situation where a woman that clearly is smaller than you do like this to you. Your days is numbered. That's a fact.
Second call came after they stated Junio threw dog feces over her fence while screaming at them. A temporary protection order was also filed. The investigation showed things had gotten so bad. The couple and their two teenage kids had been sleeping at a friend's house, which is where they were packing their car up to go, when the report states Junio drove up and shot both Davey and his wife while their 15-year-old daughter was recording on her phone.
That's insane. Women are walking around like monsters right now, and they're of all races. All creeds, all cultural backgrounds. They threatening you and then they walking up and they shooting you and your chick in front of the kids. And ain't tripping about it. And knew what they was going to do before they do it. And ain't even blink. Didn't even blink. Just walked up. Pow, pow. Pow, pow. That's the end of your story.
Officers say that video determined probable cause to take Junio into custody.
The Davey's wife is expected to recover. As for Junio's charges, they include murder, attempted murder, and two counts of child endangerment, since both of Davey's children were there when this happened. Of course, we have a look at the entire arrest report on our website, 8newsnow.com. Junio's next court appearance set for January 8th.
And you know what the worst part about this is? Now the mother that was married to the pastor has to raise her children without no father. And it's a strong possibility that she won't even get as severe as a punishment as a man would. You know why? She's a woman. That's it. She's a woman. I think that every man, when they get arrested for doing the crimes that they do, they should go to the court and say, you know what, judge? I don't even identify as a man. I identify as a woman. I don't identify as a man. I identify as a woman. Every person should, when they face their maker, say, I don't even identify as the thing that you about to sentence me as. Because we know that the system is set up to where women by default get lighter sentences, even though they commit crimes like they grown men.